Let's go. We are back. The Beers Next Door. Finally back. We took a little
hiatus.
Haha.
Oh, the funny. Jinx. You owe me some Coke.
Oh. Some Coke or a Coke. Yes.
Yes.
All right. excuse me. Thanksgiving coming up. What are you doing?
I am going to let in a little bit of my personal life. As some people might know. Some listeners might not. My father passed away last month. So I actually... Unfortunately. Uh-huh. So I convinced my brother, actually, for the first time in 8 years, to, like, come down. So we're... I mean, I always have Thanksgiving at my house because we have the biggest house. So...
For your family here in town. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Well, I have no family here in town.
Yeah.
Like, that... That's the shittiest thing is, like, for years it was just me.
You have in-laws, I guess, here in town?
Now, yeah. Okay. So, I mean, it's the wife's family for the last 5 years. Thanksgivings have been that way. Otherwise, it was me and my kid. And then before that, it was me at a bar drinking because I couldn't go up. You know,
but some years.
It's hard to travel sometimes.
Oh, fuck yeah. Traveling sucks. Let's be
especially real. In the winter.
Traveling sucks.
You never know if it's going to get hit with that snow shit, and I don't...
Yeah, and 4,800 million other people try to fly, travel.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving's, like, the biggest travel
holiday. Dude, November is crazy for, like, flights and shit. Yeah,
fuck that.
Flights are crazy as it is.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. So, anyway, you're hosting it?
I always host. We're not actually going to do anything crazy. My wife works on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Why?
Because places are open, bro.
You have a her work is open on Thanksgiving? Mm-hmm. Why?
People shit need to work. If you think about it.
Well, of course.
It's Thanksgiving. Yeah. No, I get you. Because I worked a Thanksgiving when I worked that company.
Yeah.
You know, when I worked that sort of position. It fucking sucked some days. Like...
Just hits different about working on a holiday. I mean, I've worked a million holidays. Well, I've plowed snow on Christmas before, but it's just something about working on holidays.
If you think about it, though, I mean, I used to do short shifts, like 4-hour shifts, 5-hour shifts. It's double time and a half.
That's true.
I mean, depending, Christmas, I would totally do an afternoon type of thing.
Yeah, no Christmas morning.
No.
No.
But, like, afternoon, like, you're going to get fed at your work, probably. Maybe some pizza and shit, but, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
We always have it at my mom's house, but I think the last couple years we've had it at my uncle's house because he's got a better house for entertaining. My mom only has her and her uncle.
Oh.
So Thanksgiving is always with my mom's side of the family.
And so Christmas, Thanksgivings?
Christmas has always been with my dad's side of the family.
Got it.
Well, okay, now I have multiple Thanksgivings because I'm married.
So right.
Asia and I will go up to her grandmother's house the day before Thanksgiving, I believe.
Oh, nice.
So and then on Thanksgiving, I think we're going to my uncle's house, yeah.
See, and I've always seen the ones that, like, you know the movies where they're like, oh, we got, like, multiple parties to go to. And I'm like, who the fuck are these people that they're like, oh, I got multiple parties to go to for Thanksgiving?
Isn't there a movie with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon?
It's probably Christmas. Four Christmases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit would get exhausting, bro. Like,
One Thanksgiving is enough for me. Like,
I don't even eat turkey. I fucking hate turkey.
What
it's disgusting. I like ham.
Okay. I'm okay with you eating ham, but...
Fuck yeah, I love ham.
Dude, seeing turkey for me is a
disgusting,
staple.
Disgusting. Because I only like white meat, and it tastes like gritty sand. Yuck.
What the fuck?
It's gross.
Dude, there's something wrong with you. I've heard people being like, oh, I'm not a fan of turkey, but someone being like, oh, no, fuck turkey.
I mean, I'll eat, like, a turkey deli-style meat turkey sandwich, but I don't like, traditional turkey. Like, a thick piece of turkey? Nah. It's just...
It's that's really thing. Disappointing.
I love ham. I love ham.
See, in... Okay.
A good honey... A hickory honey ham.
I like Thanksgiving. Mm. Like, dinner.
Yeah, of course.
I fucking love Thanksgiving leftovers.
Yeah, they make some bomb sandwiches the next day, and stuffing is good no matter when you're eating it.
So I make this, I do this thing, my aunt started doing it for us, and I was like, oh my god, this is fucking brilliant. Stuffing, mashed potatoes, turkey, gravy. And then you repeat it.
Like
it's a casserole. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then you just bake it for a bit until it's all warm again.
No, sweet.
Oh, so fucking good, dude.
That sounds bomb.
But you don't like turkey.
No, but speaking of casseroles, my mother started making this weird casserole. So it's like cream corn, club crackers, and cream corn, and crackers, and cream corn, and then a shit ton of shredded cheese.
And then you
bake it. It's a big, massive fucking cream cheese,
corn
cheesy bake.
So what she is making, she is making cream corn casserole a little differently than some people would, because it's usually with cornbread.
It's
but
so damn good.
With what kind? With like Ritz crackers?
I think they're club crackers. I can't be.
Are they like the townhouse?
I don't know, because after when you eat them, it's not like you don't get those crunchy bites.
It's just
really thick.
So basically it's crushed up. She's using it like the cornbread would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so
damn good. And it's weird. My wife fucking hates cornbread.
Ugh.
I love
warmed up cornbread with butter and syrup, dude.
Dude, I love cornbread so much.
I would eat cornbread all
the time. I like my own cornbread.
I never made my own.
Oh, it's so good. Like, obviously you get packaged ones, because I'm not a fancy chef and shit. But, like, I've never... Okay, so that's a question. Rolls for Thanksgiving or garlic bread?
Oh, no, rolls. Garlic bread is only with spaghetti, bro.
Fucking A. I saw something recently that was, like, garlic bread at Thanksgiving, and I was like, I could see someone doing it.
Garlic bread only goes with red sauce, so pizza or fucking spaghetti.
We actually had
recently... For Thanksgiving, you have to have homemade rolls.
One of my cousins one year...
Or the Hawaiians.
He brought some Hawaiian rolls.
Yeah, those are fucking dope. Let's be real.
I love Hawaii. Dude, you know they make sliders and shit now?
That'd be bomb. Like little White Castle burgers.
King's Hawaiian?
Shit.
Like, they make their own, like, burgers and shit. Like burger buns.
That sounds good.
And it's of their bread. Yeah. Oh, are you tired? Yeah, having a long day.
Maybe don't.
Dude,
Leaf cleanup is rough, man.
I have to do it. Dude, I have to do it in my yard, and I just look at it, and I'm like, maybe this windstorm will help me out.
Because
tomorrow's going to be, like, this week is supposed to be a bad fucking windstorm that they're, like...
The end of the week is supposed to be really gnarly, evidently.
I think tomorrow, too.
Tomorrow? Because it was supposed to be windy today, but it really wasn't that horrible. We had a high wind warning today.
Yeah. Wasn't that bad.
No, I didn't think so. If tomorrow's anything like today, I'd be okay with that. But
it's supposed to be, like, a crazy, wicked storm that's going to be, like, blowing over campers and shit, so...
Fuck, yeah. Let's go.
I'm hoping it blows all the leaves out of my yard. So I don't have... Because once Thanksgiving hits, Christmas shit goes up for me immediately. Like,
oh, the day after Thanksgiving, that's been a thing. I grew up, my mother... Well, my mom and my wife go Black Friday shopping. It's like a tradition.
Nice.
After that, it's Christmas decorating all day.
Right.
And I'm so into that. Like, I just...
Do you have, like, inflatables and shit that you put out in the yard?
They're up right now because my kids love looking at them. Right now, we only have the cat and the snowman set up.
We just bought one, and I'm really excited for it.
$15 ones at Walmart, bro.
No. We kind of go above and beyond with our Christmas shit.
Did you have the Grinch coming in and out of the fireplace?
No, we got the AT-AT.
Oh, nice. From Lowe's? Or Home Depot, one of the two. Wasn't it at Lowe's?
Maybe it might have been. I got it at Walmart. It was fucking huge. Like, it was... It's 9 feet tall.
It's an inflatable?
Yeah. And I was like...
Is it in your front yard?
It's going to be.
Oh, it's going to be. Okay.
Yeah. Once you drive down... Oh, we live on...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So you'll see. I mean, we've got all
good,
of our...
because we're... My kid is obsessed with decorations.
We've got BB-8.
It's one of his things.
We've got Yoda.
And they're already set up?
No. They will be. Like, we
And they're going to be on at night.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
Because
me and the kid are going to go driving around at like 5 o'clock when it gets dark, and this shit better be up.
Well, and I mean, we have to put it all up.
Well,
that's
I'm not
the whole
saying
thing.
This week.
Yeah, fuck no. It's
okay, after Thanksgiving.
Well, and I mean, we might start setting it up beforehand.
Sure.
We do have to get our yard clean first before we actually like set them up. That's the shitty part where I'm like, I'm hoping this blows everything out of the yard. So that way it's like, oh, good.
Yeah.
I don't have to do any more work, set shit up.
You can just tell the wife, look.
We're done. Let's do it.
Sorry, lady.
I like Thanksgiving, though. That's when I'm... Do you watch football?
Yo, I love football. Dude, honestly...
On Thanksgiving, that's your big thing, too?
Thanksgiving is really, really close to my favorite holiday behind Christmas. Just something about Thanksgiving, man.
See, and we used to have, like, big, giant family gatherings for our Thanksgiving and Christmases back in the day.
Mine was just Christmas.
And then I moved here, you know, away from all my family and shit, and just never made it back. They still do it. Like, they're still big, and, like, I went and saw all of them over this, you know.
Yeah.
And they, I mean, they're like, yeah, we have Christmas and Thanksgiving here now. And I'm like, oh, so you guys kind of moved it around and you guys have it here. I mean, obviously, it's been 5 years since I've seen all of them. And then however many long past that since I've been to a holiday with them. Like, holidays used to be a big thing. Now that I'm, like, married and have kids, yeah, it's, like,
they, our okay, family. So they seem to be a big thing when you're a kid because your parents are taking you to these events.
Right.
And then when you become a parent, it's like, fuck, now it's my responsibility to take my kids to these.
And I don't, like, events. For me, I'm like, how the fuck did my dad pull it off driving 4.5 hours? Like, did he just save up vacation and just, like, plus take off vacation then? Or
it's stuff, like, we don't think about when we're kids. It's like, fuck, no. Why can't we just go on vacation? This is bullshit.
Yeah.
My friend Billy and his parents, they go on vacation all the time.
They go all the time. Oh, he's a fucking day trader.
Yeah.
Motherfucker makes 5 times what I make. Fuck yourself.
Yeah, it's weird.
So, turkey versus ham, obviously. You like ham. Deviled eggs.
I love deviled eggs.
Are you the type that, like, will get in the kitchen and,
like, just eat one?
Just swallow them down whole.
Oh, I love deviled eggs, but they gotta have that red shit on them.
Paprika.
The paprika, yeah. And I don't like the... Some people put, like, relish or pickles in
it. Oh, fuck no, that's...
I just want a deviled
egg. Yeah, just give me a deviled egg.
Fuck yeah, dude. Go down like an oyster.
What's the weird thing at your guys' Thanksgiving, then?
Man, we don't even have... green bean casserole. Okay, so Asia's family has green bean casserole.
And you guys don't?
My family has, like, cream corn shit.
Okay.
The weird thing, honestly, dude, we don't have some weird family thing where we eat, like...
No, like, pig snout?
No,
or...
nothing like that. My mom and my sister always go for, like, the turkey giblets, or whatever the fuck, the neck or some shit. Yeah.
See, that's gross.
Other than, yeah,
I'm pretty
that,
sure some family members.
We don't have some weird ass thing. You guys?
No. I'm trying to think. I mean, we have green bean casserole.
Yeah, of course.
Because
it's good.
Yeah. And then some years I do make, it's usually a summer thing. But some years I make my pasta salad, like, on top of everything.
Yeah, that's not
else.
Really a winner.
No. But it's really fucking good.
I'll take your word for it.
And it goes away quick most times. It's like,
don't have to pack it up.
Yeah.
Actually, my dad's side of the family is really big on desserts. So my grandma makes what's called, like, a Lola's dessert, if you know what that is.
No,
it's like,
describe
it's like,
this.
It's like a pie crust with, like, chocolate pudding and, like, Bavarian cream. And then whipped cream. Like, whipped topping.
Right.
And then shredded coconut.
Huh.
So fucking bomb. I have to find out exactly what it's in it, but it's called Lola's Caesar. Dude, that shit is so fucking good.
We have this thing in our family. It's called Cherries in the Snow.
I love cherries, man. They're my fucking favorite.
So it's like a graham cracker crust type deal. And then it's like cream cheese, sugar, whipped topping shit. Yeah. Like, and there's a bunch in it.
Same, yeah.
And then whip a whole bunch. Lay down on top, you know, in the on the quote unquote ground, the graham crackers,
yeah.
And then you have the cherries from the can that you, like, throw on the top,
like the pie topping. Or are we talking about, like, maraschino?
Like pie topping.
Ooh, yeah, with the thick fucking syrup on them. So you're just putting that shit right on top of that layer.
You just put it right on top of all
of cream cheese and what?
Cream cheese. It's like cream cheese whipped topping.
So how do you eat it? Do you just, like, take a spatula and cut through the graham cracker on the butter crust?
Yeah, and you take a square and you just scoop it up and eat it.
That sounds dope.
I mean, I don't know everything that's in it. Like, we just got my grandma's recipe, so I've been studying it because it's one of those that I'm like, yeah, No, yeah. Grandma fucking made this the best, and I'm gonna make sure.
That sounds dope. Actually, that sounds really good. I love cherries.
Oh, dude, I love. Do you like cranberries? Like the?
I don't mind cranberries. They're very tart.
Do you eat them out of the can, or do you prefer them fresh if you're gonna eat them at?
So now that you say that, at Thanksgiving we never really had cranberries, and we're not sweet potato people.
Nope.
I didn't ever even smell a sweet potato until I got with Asia, because her grandma makes sweet potatoes. We never did fucking sweet potatoes. I'm trying to think. With marshmallows and shit on the top, it's like, what the fuck?
I've seen it before. Like,
it looks like orange shit.
I'm not a giant fan of it. We actually, my cousin...
It didn't really taste that good.
My cousin once brought some bomb fucking dessert. It was candied bacon, but with chocolate, like, it's not icing, but it kind of is. It's the top stuff that you like. It's the drizzle that you put on it, and then it gets hard.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So he brought candied bacon that he made, and then drizzled chocolate, like hardening stuff, whatever, on the top of all of them as a dessert.
Damn.
So good. Like, hurt my lung, or like, hurt my arteries going into my body. Yeah, but
it's one of those things.
But it was so amazing. Like, I could only have two of them before I was like, yeah, dude, I could sit here and, like, mow these down, and I know that my body would be like, please don't do this. But it's Thanksgiving.
I know. So Thanksgiving's pretty traditional food. Christmas is with my dad's side of the family, and he's one of 12 kids, so I grew up with like 30, 40 cousins, right?
Oh,
so that's always just a potluck.
So it's just huge.
It's a potluck, so we never have a turkey or a ham. Like, my mom, every year she brings several trays of bagel bites. Other aunts will bring like fucking taquitos. We have chips. One of my aunts makes a really, really great homemade, like a nacho cheese slash hamburger.
So is it
meat,
like a
dip.
Giant, like, bar food?
It's a huge
potluck.
Yeah. And then we have several pies. We got that Lola's dessert. We got trays of cookies, jillions of chips, a couple pasta salads. Asia makes a Snickers salad. If you've ever had a Snickers salad,
yeah,
with apples.
Yeah.
That's fucking bomb. So yeah, it's just a big, huge fucking smorgasbord. And sometimes we do like hamburgers, but we never have like turkey or ham or anything. It's just a potluck, and you bring whatever, and
Christmas,
you get to fucking have bagel bites and all sorts of crap.
Christmas for us has always been a ham.
Sure.
For it's weird. For me, it's tradition.
On Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay, so mine is always the Sunday before. Growing up, the whole family got together for this Christmas party the Sunday before Christmas, because all the siblings are married, so it'd be literally impossible to get together on Christmas, because sometimes you gotta split between your spouses, family.
Right.
So, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea. And seeing
for Sunday, just the Sunday before.
For us, it's one of those that, for me, it's just tradition.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like, that's... we can have different things. Like, I did go to Mexican Christmas one time, and it was interesting. Like, I enjoy tacos. I fucking love I fucking loved eating the food. Yeah. It was just, it was different with a Christmas tree there, and we were singing Christmas carols. Like,
are you guys singing at your parties?
Sometimes.
Fuck,
we have music.
My family
like, we have like party, like games going on, and like party music playing in the background. Like, at my own, like when I was with my family, you know, extended family and whatnot, hanging out with them for Christmas. It was that, I mean, they break out fucking karaoke machine after a couple of hours of drinking. Like,
see, that'd be dope. Like the movie Christmas with the Cranks.
Yes.
I want a Christmas party like that.
See, that's how our family Christmas parties always turn out. Like, we would just hang out for hours at the house. Obviously, you have your mornings where you all at your own separate house open Christmas presents and whatnot.
100%.
But then, like, so the way we set it up too was Thanksgiving, everyone put their name into a hat. Pulled a name. That's your secret Santa for the Christmas party.
Okay.
So we have our, you know, you have your regular breakfast and opening Christmas with presents with family, and then you go to the family.
Cool.
And exchange gifts. And I mean, I wasn't necessarily allowed to get drunk or get high or anything with my cousins, because it was one of those that my dad was like, no, you're not allowed to do that. And I'm like, they look like they're having so much fun. But
Secret Santa would have been fun. We had actual Santa.
Oh,
so
like
my family,
someone would show
my
up.
My family would always hire an actual Santa, like from my inception all the way till I was 28, so a couple, just 2 years ago, we had a fucking Santa come with a bag.
And then COVID happened.
Yeah, my grandmother literally would wrap 100 presents, and Santa would sit there and, okay, blah, 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 and the whole family's quiet, and you just wait, and you take your present. Thanks, Santa. It's obviously, it's from your my grandparents, but yeah, and the little kids love it because fucking Santa's there. We always had Santa. Actual what fucking Santa come to our party. Yeah.
I never had anything like that.
It
got
to the point where we had five massive fucking bags of presents, and it was like an assembly line, like handing them into the building. Like, because we do it at my uncle's shop, like his pole barn.
Okay,
it's so right next to my house.
Oh, okay.
And we used to do it at my grandma's house, which is behind mine, that blue one.
Right, okay.
But we just got too big, and my grandma got old, and it's like, she doesn't need to host this shit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So we just do it in a big, huge shop with no cars in it, and it works out. You can be messy. But yeah, we had fucking Santa, real Santa, forever. Santa's here. We had fucking Santa.
Like, he wouldn't come down the chimney, so how would you explain him walking in the door?
He was in the neighborhood.
He just walked through the
front. Yeah, but I never saw it. I mean, Santa coming down the chimney. We just, I mean, obviously
I guess the little kids. I guess if I think about it.
And my grandma's house doesn't have a fireplace.
Well, I watched the Santa Claus, so I know what happens.
Exactly.
It transforms into a fireplace.
I grew up with a fireplace.
I never did.
I was very fortunate. We never got to use it, but we have one.
Huh. So Christmas and Thanksgiving. Christmas over Thanksgiving, you say?
Okay. Yeah. I just love the aura. I love the entire...
Oh, I like... I'll do that.
I love the entire month of Christmas. I don't even call it December. It's the month of Christmas.
I am a sucker for Christmas as well.
I plan out how I watch my Christmas movies. Home Alone. Jim Carrey's The Grinch. I plan out how I fucking watch this shit. And ask Asia. I do not watch Jim Carrey's The Grinch outside of the month of December ever.
Well, I get it. Why would you? It's The Grinch.
There are times in June where I'm like, fuck, I want to watch that. Can't. I never watch it. Or Home Alone. Those are only December
movies. Wait. Time out. You actually sometimes are like, I really want to watch The Grinch.
Oh, yeah. It's so fucking hilarious, bro. And sometimes in the summer and you're like, I'm craving Christmas time. You want to watch your favorite Christmas movie? Mine's The Grinch.
Huh.
Can't do it.
You get your fill with Hallmark. They got tons of those.
The
Christmas.
Same movie over and over. Billy came back into town and they reconnected from 10 years ago in high school.
But
oh my
this
god,
movie,
he's newly single.
This movie, his name is Sam, okay?
Yeah.
And he's got dark hair instead of blonde hair.
Fucking stupid. My mom watches that shit.
Oh, I've got family members that do too. They fucking love it.
Like, I honestly kind of want to get another kiosk at the mall. Just so I can listen to Christmas music all day. Like after the leaf cleanup season's wrapped up, and I'll be here full time. I would like to set up shop somewhere.
Just straight play music here for yourself.
Oh, I'm definitely gonna.
Sleigh bells ring.
And then I'll fucking make a TikTok and be like, goddamn Christmas music won't turn off here.
As you're like smiling about it. So Thanksgiving, I do have to ask this then. Mm-hmm. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I mean,
do you watch it?
We watched it, but it wasn't a make or break deal. More so football.
Huh.
Yeah, absolutely. We watch both games.
See, for me, it's Thanksgiving doesn't start until you watch it.
The parade, sure.
Like,
my kids will enjoy it. I'm excited for that.
Oh, dude, there's going to be some sick fucking floats this year. I know. Or some balloons.
Are
excited.
They floats? They're balloons.
They're
right?
Balloons.
Okay.
Yeah, they're
floats. Yeah, of course.
There are floats, but...
I mean, COVID shit all over everything last year, so hopefully this year's parade is massive.
We actually have ours this year.
In town?
Ours is going on this year, so...
Christmas parade.
The Christmas parade, the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Black Friday, so I'm excited for it, because I always go.
That'd be sweet.
It's tradition. Like,
yeah, see,
my
I
wife and I are one of our,
that.
Like, first... Wasn't even our first quote-unquote date. You've never fucking been?
No.
What the
family never went to the Christmas parade. I've been to the St. Paddy's Day parade one time.
Like, dude, you need to bring your kids to that.
I know. Sounds cool.
It's so fucking fun.
It's on Black Friday?
Yeah, it's in the evening.
Everyone shops on Black Friday, bro.
In the evening?
Yeah, people are still shopping. I'll fucking day and night, son.
Do you?
Well, I have before I had kids. Asia and I went our separate ways for 12 hours. We did not speak.
For shopping?
Fuck. Yeah, dude. Not even to buy anything. Like, I just, me and my cousin Mike, like, We just love people watching.
Okay, I was going to say,
Corey, back when we started Black Friday shopping, I was like 20. And this was back when it was still on Friday, which they're going back to that this year. But regardless, it was still on Friday, but the sale started at like 3 a.m. This was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I really wanted Dirt 3 for the Xbox 360.
Oh, fuck.
So we went to Best Buy, and that was back when the lines, you got in line at 11:30 or 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Because it opened in 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
The line wrapped around the building. Dude, some of the funnest shopping times I had were with my cousin. We were just fucking around, like, slamming fucking energy drinks at midnight. You're like, fuck yeah, bro. And then after that, you had to go to, like, the mall that had some staggered openings. And then, oh, Lowe's and Home Depot opened in a couple hours. So we'd go and sit in the parking lot and take a nap in the car. And then by then, it's 6 a.m. So you're like, fuck it, let's hit IHOP for breakfast. Okay. And then after that, it's like 7:30, 8 o'clock. And you're like, sweet, let's go here. Let's go there. Let's go to Walmart. And then you're like, fuck it. Now some of the other stores are open, like Shields. And then it gets to be noon, and you're like, fuck, man. Like,
Hold the phone. Were you buying stuff for yourself or gifts?
Well, back then, it was more so buying just cheap shit for myself.
Okay.
Like, cheap Xbox games. I got a really nice Modern Warfare 3 wireless headset that 1 year.
So that makes way more sense, because I was like, I'm the type of dude that, like,
yeah,
a week before Christmas, I'm like, fuck, I gotta go get the rest of my Christmas shopping.
And I do that too, but dude, back,
that's my whole list.
Back then, like, you know, me and Asia were just like newlyweds, and I was like, fuck, I kinda want a video game.
I'm just gonna give her this dick for Christmas.
Yeah. And I want a video game, I want a fucking voice, you know, a microphone. Right. And dude, like, on a lot of it was just us wanting to people watch.
I get it. I've gone Black Friday shopping one time, and I was like, I don't like this.
No, it's so dope.
I don't like it.
I don't give a shit about
deals, though.
I do. When Walmart started doing staggered openings, so the store was open, and then you'd go in and you'd find your pallet that was saran wrapped with your shit, right? So I remember standing at the pallet with the fucking video games and the headsets in it, and the headsets were like $20. I was like, fuck yeah. So we were just waiting there, and we had to wait at that pallet for like 2 or 3 hours because the guy wouldn't come cut the shit until that sale started at fucking 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. And so you just stood there and wait. And dude, we had the crowds around these pallets full of shit, fucking gnarly. It's like shoulder to shoulder, like you're at a concert, and you're just making friends with these people, and you're like, blah, 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 for hours.
I don't like people, so that wouldn't have been fun to me.
I like talking to strangers.
I don't. I'm like, stay the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
Even though I know with my beard, it's warranted. Hey, man, nice beard. Cool. Please don't try to put your fingers in my face. Please don't. No.
Don't put your fingers in me. That's what I say.
No, I just say don't put it in my face.
Never had to tell a stranger that?
I'm not going to tell them that. I just tell them don't put it in my face.
No, I was saying, you've never had to tell a stranger not to put their fingers in you?
No, because I'm not going to tell them that. I'm going to tell them don't put it in my face. There's a big difference. I'm okay with, like, just...
Oh, you're fine with that, is what you're saying.
Just don't put it in my face.
Okay, now I'm following you. You're weird.
Ka-ching.
Yeah. The only thing I don't like about the holiday season is my birthday is so close to it. Halfway through January fucking sucks. Then you got the whole goddamn year of... Well, birthdays don't mean shit to me now, but when I was a kid...
See, yours is in January. My kid's is the first week of December.
That's your own fault.
I
shouldn't have been banging in May or fucking April or whatever.
Fucking April or whatever. Yeah.
But yeah.
No. Yeah. No, that would have been February, wouldn't it have been, for 9 months?
Yeah, if it was at the beginning of December, it would have been the end of February, early March, depending on how far she carried it.
Yeah.
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 Both of them?
No, the other one's in July.
Okay, I was like, wait, your daughter
no.
is in December 2?
Fuck no, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd be so fucking
broke.
See,
she's got a perfect birthday. Aside from her friends being out of school, having a birthday in the school year, it works out for parties and shit when you're young.
Yeah. But she's also like 16. So.
Exactly, but I'm talking like as a kid.
Yeah,
it's really convenient to have your birthday
in the school year because then people aren't on vacation and shit. And
yeah, they have no excuse when they don't come. You're just a piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck you.
That's what I chalked it up as. Nobody came to my party.
Fuck, now I want to go eat Thanksgiving food. I want to go make...
I kind of want fucking mashed potatoes
Here's a question for you then, since we're talking Thanksgiving food and shit. Thanksgiving. Are we going to... Do you make potatoes with lumps or without?
Oh, I never have lumps. Gross. Oh. Fuck no. It's got to be a creamy mashed potato.
Oh.
Why the fuck would you want a lump?
Because they're good.
No, I just want the fucking mush.
Do you like some skin in it?
White gravy or brown gravy?
Oh shit! For
mashed potatoes
for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Poultry gravy, or like turkey gravy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's got good flavor.
But it depends on what I'm having. So like recently, I made some pan-seared or skillet like pork chops.
Sure.
And I made gravy out of the pan drippings, so it was a pork gravy. Fuck, what do you eat? Like candy
hamburgers.
All the time?
I like hamburgers.
I like hamburgers with ketchup on it, please.
Cheese.
I don't want no cheese on it, please. Just a hamburger.
Chicken, the only chicken I like is chicken nuggies. I don't even like chicken breasts. Fucking gross. Kill me now. Fucking hate chicken.
I don't know what that green stuff is on my plate. It's just the decoration. I don't want to eat this.
I don't even like steak, bro. Not really.
Okay. This conversation's over. We're fucking done.
I don't really like steak.
I get it, though. There are some people.
Okay. I just want to eat a cheeseburger with bacon on it.
That's so weird.
It sounds so good right now. Or a taco.
I love tacos.
I fucking love tacos. Taco Bell is, like, amazing.
No. There's a place in Great Falls, and there's a little place here called Taco Treat.
Yeah, Taco Treat is good, too.
Dude, I fucking, like...
So, wait, you're Great Falls. Shells. You fucking eat Pork Chop John's in?
What the fuck is that?
It's in Great Falls. Pork Chop John's?
They got
pork chop sandwich with fucking mustard on it and onions.
I don't think that place is even open anymore.
Oh, because when I was in high school, that was the thing. When we went to a football game there, it's like, we're getting pork chop, yeah. I was like,
no, I used to go to a place called Burger Master. And it was like a giant jive. Like, you had to drive through a giant fucking, like, drive-through to get through to it, basically.
Burger Master? Gross.
Nah,
it sounds good.
I would say if... It's kind of like Sandy's.
Oh, see, Sandy's is nice and greasy shit.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah.
Full on fucking grease pit.
Do you prefer burgers that are like shitty for you?
No, I honestly like healthy. Like, you know who has a really good cheeseburger? Fielder's Green.
Never had them.
Oh fuck, they're amazing. You know where they are?
Yeah, I worked right next to them for a bit.
Yeah, they got great ass food, man. Honestly, they got really good. And they got crinkle cut fries.
I don't like fries. I'm weird.
I love french fries.
Like, I don't really like french fries. Like, I love baked potatoes.
You don't like french fries? Like,
Really. Why? Like, I don't know. Like, there's something about it now that when I have them, like, and I used to love them.
Yeah.
I eat them now and I'm like,
Not even in ketchup or barbecue sauce?
I mean, I'll eat them.
I choose barbecue.
Like, what about on a burger?
No. I'd gotta be ketchup or mustard.
So you don't like barbecue smokehouse burgers?
Those are good too. Like the Whiskey River burgers from Red Robin. Those are good.
If I'm gonna make a burger at home,
yeah,
that's the type of burger I'm gonna make. Because I'm gonna throw some like smoky cheddar on it.
Sure.
Throw some onion straws on it and some fucking barbecue sauce, and that to me is a good burger.
I love them both. But the burger you can get more frequently from a fast food joint is just a regular.
Right.
Unless you're going like a Big Mac, which they've gone way fucking downhill.
It's Thousand Island dressing.
No, it's Mac sauce.
It's Mac sauce. Fucking bullshit. Lying to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So Thanksgiving's coming up. I'm excited.
Dude, I'm going to eat so fucking much.
I like to like not eat the day before.
Just starve yourself the whole day because
And I'll just be like, right before the party. That way we can really pound it.
I get just a little bulimic. Fuck.
It'll be cutting up. Yeah. This will be out right before Thanksgiving. So if you're listening to this, happy Thanksgiving. First off,
you're listening to this after Thanksgiving, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving and ate your weight in food like me.
Well, yes. So happy Thanksgiving, you guys. Thank you again for tuning in to Beers Next Door.
Have a good one.
Yeah, we have guests again after this.
We will have guests again.
We have guests again after this.
COVID's been crazy.
COVID's been shitting on us. So, all right, over and out.